week, Madam Speaker, I did make critical remarks in that regard. However, I also believe in giving credit where credit's due. I want to thank you, Madam Speaker, for allowing us to vote on those four individuals today individually. I think that is something that each member of this body should continue to have the opportunity to do, and that we should not consider packaging votes or those types of things when you're dealing with individuals. We all have our own ideas as individuals about whether somebody is good or bad, and that's not the purpose of me rising here today, because I respect the individual opinion of each member of this body, only that we did have the opportunity to vote on all four of them, and I do appreciate that. Thank you.
Further special orders. Representative Davis, you're seeking the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I again request permission of the body to move up the calendar to introduction of guests.
Without objection, we'll move back up the calendar to introduction of guests.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. In the Taylor Gallery, we have a constituent from Seward, Willard Dunham, and with Willard is a member of a group called Cambridge 7, who is here working with the governor's office and others who will listen on a very exciting project going on in Seward. The member with Cambridge 7 is Mr. Bobby Poole.
Further guests for introduction at this time? There being none, this brings us back down the calendar to special orders. Further special orders. Representative Nicolai, you're seeking the floor.
Yes, Madam Speaker, I would like permission to speak on Village Safe Water.
Without objection.
As you are probably aware of, there is an outbreak of hepatitis A in my district and in other districts. On Wednesday morning, a close friend of mine, who is one of my main campaign supporters in the Tok District, died from complications of hepatitis A. Her death is a great loss to the people in that region, especially to her 12-year-old son that she left behind. I have received numerous calls and requests that there be support and funding appropriated for safe water projects in the rural areas. This is vital for keeping our communities healthy and to maintain good sanitary conditions. We have a wealthy state, and yet we still have communities living in third world conditions. These deaths can be prevented with your help. Thank you.
Finally, Madam Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the House stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. Monday, March 6th.